185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know a lot of people are eating right now. A lot of people are eating right now. Eating that humble pie. I bet. For real though, man. I mean, like, 180 and 0 heavyweight amateur boxer? Damn, like, even I didn't see that one coming. No, I knew I was going to beat him, but I didn't know I was going to get an opponent like that. Damn. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm ready to fight whoever, man. Like, I go to the gym. Like, see, that's the thing about the underground. What makes the UBF so real and BoxRec so fake? Because BoxRec is all staged and predetermined, and they're like, ready for what? It's all fake. You know what I mean? They rehearse these sparring sessions that they put on TV. But in the underground, you don't know who the fuck you're fighting. Like, when I was training, you don't even know who you're going up against, what style. You may not even be fighting a boxer. You may one fight a Marine, then next fight a Navy SEAL, then a boxer, then a kickboxer. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's all boxing rules, but still, man, like, it transcends fucking bullshit mainstream boxing. It's just like one champion, Charlie Zelenoff, 185 challenges. Oh, well, I became champion when I beat Vasquez. Okay, so 174 title defenses, the most in history. I mean, that's it, man. I'm watching the fight right now. I mean, I'm more of a fan of the knockouts, obviously, but come on, this was, you know. Left hook. Eat that humble pie, haters. Hey, now you do losing no clowns know that I'm the best, man. Come on, I mean, like, I'm obviously 185-0. You can't deny my record. I mean, that motherfucker, like, you don't even have to look him up. It's obvious just that he's a, I mean, even a hater, like, I saw a row, he's like, it's obvious that Lee is a boxer. I mean, come on. Boxer, it's obvious he's a great boxer, you know what I mean? He lost to the greatest boxer, to a greater boxer named Charlie Zelenoff. I mean, he was 180-0. I mean, yeah, I mean, he still is 180-0 in the amateurs because he lost yesterday as a professional. You bet for the real pros, man. I'm sure everybody's aware of that now. It's one man lead. Yeah, him and Anthony Thompson would be quite a fight, man. I don't know. I don't know who would win that one. Probably. Fuck, I mean, if he comes out gun-shy, like, but he wouldn't be gun-shy against Anthony Thompson. He was, I mean, against me, the motherfucker knew that I would counter him to sleep, so he was, yeah, but in the end, he threw some haymakers, and it didn't faze me. The second one, he missed for sure. The first one, I think he maybe skinned me, maybe, but what does that matter when I punched him in the face the whole damn fight? Yeah, I mean, it's like pot shot in the whole fight. It's not, like, look, I can beat any style using any style. I can be like banger, come out throwing like I did against Jordan Holloway and fucking Kung Fu Champion and Deontay Wilder, like haymaker and draw. Yeah, like, yeah, fucking Wilder's going to be forgotten now, man. I beat a way better boxer yesterday. Come on. Forget Wilder, man. It's just like getting old, man. Like, okay, I punched the guy in the ring. He flew away. Then, you know, whatever. He fucking cheap shot at me in the second fight. What, it was a long time ago. Like, fuck, man. Like, get over it, man. He doesn't want a rematch. He wants to fight bums. Actually, something about Wilder. This is kind of interesting. I seen a boxer yesterday. I challenged him. He was like, he was about as big as the guy I beat. He backed out, but then he says, like, yo, I'm friends with this dude. I showed him the Wilder footage. He's like, yeah, I'm actually friends with Wilder's last opponent, Gerald Washington. He's like, I'm not sure you want to take that fight because you beat the guy that beat him, Deontay. And I said, anytime. I mean, yeah, it's a step back, but Gerald Washington was beating Wilder's ass for four rounds, and then the script told him that he had to lose. But, yeah, I would murder Gerald Washington. Come on, the guy that I beat yesterday, man, kidding me? 180 fucking wins? Damn, I don't know that boxers with almost as many wins as me. I mean, yeah, he did it in amateur, but my wins are all pro. I didn't see. Seriously, question to all you fake rec clowns. I don't want to interrupt your dinner. I know you guys are eating that humble pie, man. You're eating a lot of it, man. 3 minutes of it. You bitches wanted to take. Listen, the thing is, If I landed one of my bombs on him, I would have put him to sleep like I did to the Kung Fu champion. But this guy was obviously better than the Kung Fu champion. Better opponent, tougher, bigger, stronger, faster. I mean, hey, you know, I beat him. I actually think that it was. No, I'm actually happy that. Come on, for every fight, knockout, knockout, knockout. For a change, like I've been told, my fans, my people, I said, my girlfriend congratulated me. You know, I sent her the fight. I was taught, actually, wow, speaking of my girlfriend, it's our 1 month anniversary today since we met. Oh, we met February 24th. And yesterday, she hit me up and, like, I don't talk to anybody when I'm about to fight. I shut off my phone and I turn it back on when I'm about to record. I don't talk to anybody when I'm looking for a fight, when I'm about to, like, throw hands. But my girl, come on. Her, yeah. My good luck charm, baby. She hit me up minutes before I won that shit. We were talking, and I was like, damn, baby. 9 hours. Nobody wants to do it. She went to sleep, sent me some kisses, and I'm like, and then I smashed this motherfucker, and as I hit her up, she was sleeping. I'm like, baby, I'm 185 now. Damn, it's like, it's better than Daria, ex-wife. Whatever, man, I don't want to badmouth Daria anymore, man. It's over, man, I divorced her, man. Never going to get back there. She lies too much, I can't trust her. Tells too many lies. No, man, I found a woman that's really into me, man. Literally, we talk every day. She calls me on her own. Like, when a really hot girl, because usually people get the stereotype that really hot babes are stuck up. Well, I mean, a lot are, but my girlfriend's not. And actually, it was one thing that made me feel great is that when I was talking to her on the phone, she was walking on the street. Well, I talked to her every fucking day. I'm saying that there was a time, like, I don't know, it was like a week ago. Me and her were talking on the phone. She called me. And so I heard some dude hit on my girlfriend. Well, what am I going to do? If I can go to Europe? Well, I'm going to Europe in June. What can I do over the phone? I can't beat his ass over the phone. I heard some guy was like, start hitting on her, and she just, like, ignored him. She just, like, said that she's on the phone with her boyfriend. Like, she, you know? I was like, damn, baby. I was like, who the fuck was that? And she was like, ah, some clown. Yeah, so, this Troll TV guy, you need to stop, he's retarded. I don't care what he does, man. He's a sick motherfucker. You saw this in the video? hey, that black guy, Jay, and Troll TV, man, you better hide under your bed, man. Jay's from Hoover's, man. I don't like gangbangers. I challenged him to a fight, but nah, he was cool with me, man. He's cool, man. He gave me a lot of credit, man. He saw my fights. He was like, he subscribed. Why do you think this? So many fucking good comments on there. Well, some may be fake fans, but no, it's literally people that I met in real life. Because when I go to these gyms, I meet a lot of people that are very supportive of my boxing, and I tell them to subscribe, and they do it on the spot in front of me, man. There's a lot of, yeah, this is it, man. I'm a change of this shit, man. I'm turning it around, man. Just like in real life, there's way more fans than, well, there's no haters in there. In person. Nobody wants to hate on me in person. Come on. The haters got knocked out. Oleg Kud, Jason Rubisky, Michael Barsky. They all got knocked out. Deontay Wilder, hater / boxer, knocked out. But I don't want to talk about that fight. I want to talk about you're as good as your last fight. Yesterday, as far as a pure boxing standpoint, I looked better than ever. Yeah, my best win is still the Kung Fu champion. Come on. That was the best knockout ever. But yesterday, the reason why I kind of cut myself off, I was talking about my girl. I think that it was even better that I won on points than by KO or TKO because it showed my full arsenal. A lot of these idiots, they, oh, Charlie's just a brawler and he throws haymakers, you know what I mean? Hey, can you, well, I mean, I threw hooks yesterday, but they were short, crisp, rapid hooks that hit his face Very precise. People can't say anything. For some reason, I don't know why. Why do most motherfuckers like pure boxing better than haymakers and volume punching? Really, volume punching's better, but I mean, it's just I can do both. I mean, like, damn, Anthony Thompson gets his ass beat. Kung Fu champion gets knocked the fuck out. Troy gets fucking knocked out on his feet. And now this? A 180 and no boxer? No, I'm serious. I'm going to take more than a month off. I mean, I have no look, nobody wanted a fight. You understand? I thought this is it. I'm going to go back home, 184-0, and then boom. I see this motherfucker hitting the bag. It was obvious he's a world-class fighter. I'm like, yo, you're a boxer? He's like, yeah. What's your record? He's like, 180-0. I'm like, what? I'm like, motherfucker, you four wins shy of the GOAT. I'm like, somebody's always got to go, man. Put on them gloves, son. He's like, let's do it, man. Yeah, no, we didn't have beef or nothing. It's competition, man. Man, those idiots, like, oh my God, man. Does DeJean want to box me right now? Man, he'd rather fucking, motherfucker, rather jump off a cliff or in deep end of the ocean with a great white shark than fight me right now, man. Nobody wants to fight me right now. Literally nobody. I had to go to North Hollywood, downtown. I had to go to different cities, different gyms, different locations. Nobody wanted to fight me. People that know me, people that don't know me, nobody. Motherfuckers, even people that don't know me, when I challenge them, they see my demeanor. They get scared. Like, just like boom, like a middleweight challenges this huge, huge heavyweight. They get scared because, come on, think about it. Let's say you're this big, strong heavyweight, right? And then like a guy who's 60, 70 pounds lighter than you just comes up and says, hey, you want to fight? I mean, think about it. He's obviously 100% sure of himself that he's a fucking great fighter because he's challenging you. And that's why these people back out a lot of the time because they think, like, what the fuck? This dude's, like, way smaller than me. Why does he want to fight me? He obviously knows he can beat my ass because, see, that's the thing. That's why because I know I'm the GOAT. If I didn't think I was the GOAT, I wouldn't be challenging heavyweight boxers I wouldn't be challenging heavyweight boxers that have hundreds of wins and no losses, man. Now he has a loss. If you combine his whole boxing record, he's lost to me. There's no question. He couldn't land anything. In the end, he threw some haymakers he missed, and the whole time I was just pot-shotting him in the face with jabs and hooks. What about the two body shots that I landed on him? I was begging him to throw. I was like, throw something. You saw him? Come on, man. Look, it's out of my control. That's his strategy. If he wants, I asked him after the fight. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Why did it take you 2 minutes and 43 seconds to throw two punches? You threw some fucking wild ass shit in the end. I'm like, well, you missed it. He's like, that's just my strategy, man. He's like, yeah, I just like to tire my opponent out. I saw you didn't get tired, but you know. No, he admitted. He's like, yeah, you won, man. He told me word for word. Yeah, well, obviously I won, but you. He's like, yeah, you won. He's like, yeah. He's like, you gotta take my head off too, man. He's like, in the end, I try to catch you off guard with them hooks. Then, yeah, he even told his boy, he's like, this motherfucker can box, man. Nah, just he's Samoan. He fought a lot in Hawaii, and he's over there. They don't have that much media. Oh, Hawaii is the best, man. I'm saying, like, resort. I went to Hawaii 9 times, man, as a kid. It's literally paradise, man. I'll have to take my girl there, man. Damn. It's expensive as fuck, though. I could afford it, but damn, that shit was all my... I don't know. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened? Oh, I thought... My monitor. Yeah, Hawaii is nice. It's an ocean. One girl's pretty hot, but I got a girlfriend. But yeah, the thing is, in boxing, it's like, there's nothing to prove anymore. This is it. Now I'm just going to continue. I'm going to take a lot of time off because I have no choice. I got a great win. And now I definitely don't want to go to the gym and have 100 people back out and then go back home and be depressed because nobody wanted to fight. No, the next fight's in Europe. That's it. No April fights, no May fights. No June, yeah. See, actually, I'm going to come back right when that Mayweather McGregor crap. I'm going to either rematch Thompson or this guy because nobody wants to fight. Even though I'm the one-sided winner, nobody wants to fight. So I might as well rematch Oh, wait, I'm being Europe, so no, never mind. Oh, yeah, over there, everybody's been. Opponents will start piling up, trust me, man. 8 wins, 3 months, that's still a lot more than any paid professional actor has done. Muhammad Ali had 5 wins in 1 year. I already have 8, and it's only March, the end of March. Okay, see, even in a year, but the wins are better, though. Okay, I'm better. I'm in my prime. Like, I think last year I had, like, close to 20 wins already at this time. It was like 15, 16, 17. Okay, but the opponents are better. The opposition's better. The level of knockouts are better. The punches are harder. The punches are faster, more accurate, more agile. I'm just better this year. And that's why it's harder to get fights. But when I do get fights, they're better than last year. Last year, as far as 72 wins in 1 year, you know, world record. Nobody has ever done that. Rufus told me that Bob Fitzsimmons, 8 wins in 1 day, he beats my 5 wins in 1 day, okay, but my 72 wins in 1 year, I was like, he never did that shit, though. 72 wins in 1 year? Hell no. Who the fuck is Bob Fitzsimmons, man? Fucking murdered that guy. It was like, what, 100, 300 years ago? No, but that's the thing. I don't know. He's a real fighter. It's good for him. Yeah, but see, 9 hours, that just goes to show you how dedicated I am to this sport. I mean, come on, who would wait 9 hours? Who would wait even half of it? I think somebody would wait maybe like an hour and nobody would want to fight, they would go home. 9 hours? No, that's I'm the greatest, man. And, yeah, all this for free. Nobody's paying me. How much are we going and beating people just to prove that I'm number one? And that's what a real champion is all about, not just Mayweather shit. Like, he was saying, oh, man, 25 million, Dana White. Oh, fuck Dana White. Dana White's a clown. I'm not defending him. But he was saying Dana White's a comedian and all this shit. 25 million? Dude, 25 million? I'd fight you for free, Floyd. Who the fuck is? No, come on. Everybody knows that heavyweight would murder fucking. That heavyweight would beat anybody except me. Okay, I don't know about. Yeah, he probably would. I don't know. Him, Thompson have to fight. And yeah, his record's a lot more. Okay, 180-1 is a lot better than 12-1. But based on the performance, Thompson did better against me. So I don't know. I don't know who would win. But that heavyweight that I beat yesterday, the Samoan, Uyawu, yeah. Dude, that guy would. Come on. I mean, Wilder doesn't know how to box. He's a horrible boxer. He just throws windmills. This guy would beat the shit out of Wilder. That's like not even a debate. Wilder would never catch him. This guy would counter Wilder and knock him out. This guy has power. I seen him hit the bag and he saw the haymakers he threw at me that he missed. That should connect on Wilder. He would put Wilder to sleep. The Klitschko's, I don't want to debate these jokers. I don't even consider them fighters. They're horrible. He would obviously beat both of the Klitschko's. Younger, faster, and a lot better. Anthony Joshua is a joke. Anthony Joshua didn't have 180 amateur fights because all his fake pro fights are staged. I was right. Everything I said. You see, with Joshua, I would knock him out. I mean, I could outbox him. I could outbox anybody. That's the thing. I could outbox anybody. I can make anyone look stupid, and I can make anyone hit the canvas right away. That's why I'm the GOAT. Like when this is funny. These kung fu guys always get knocked out. But I mean, the kung fu champion, the kung fu Armenian. The Armenian that I knocked out in the ring, the U.S. Marine, yeah, those are the highlight reel knockouts. Yesterday was a highlight reel fucking pot shot performance, man. Yeah, that's not really, see, like I said, I can adapt to any style using any style, but that's not the style that's not my chosen style, what I'm saying. Well, I mean, there's a lot of fights where I literally switch up, like, I come out swinging, and then I come out brawling, then I finish boxing. But usually, I just come out throwing haymakers and I finish the opponent right away. It works. I don't know. Yesterday, that's how it went, man. That 186 is going to be a brutal knockout because I'd be with my girlfriend in Europe, and so trust me, I don't want to impress her. Yeah, that's impressive. Just to, I don't know. People are probably shocked like right now. I mean, yeah, there's videos of me outboxing motherfuckers. Come on, not this good. That left hook at 129. That was something else. I was literally talking to him. I was like, throw, motherfucker, throw, bam. I was giving an example of what to throw at my head. Come on, throw it, motherfucker. Acting, I mean, yeah, I mean, no, nah, listen, he was a great fighter. 180, he had 180 wins. 180 opponents backed out, and then he stepped up. Man. Yeah, I was supposed to knock out some army guy that was fucking 275, man. 6'3", like, roided up. Muscle head, man, from the U.S. Army. U.S. Army, no offense, but come on, I beat Marines, I beat Navy SEAL, Special Forces. I mean, the Army, they're not weak. They know how to fight, but come on, what's better, beating some Army guy or beating a fucking 180 and old heavyweight boxer? 225, any weight. Well, look, if he was smaller than Cruiserweight, it would have been, or yeah, then yeah, I don't fight anybody under Cruiserweight. I mean, if I do, then it's like, literally, because I have no choice, because nobody else wants to fight. But the guy was 225. Check this out. To all you delusional haters. Okay. This Lee boxer, the Samoan head, weighed on me, 65 pounds. Height and reach. Smaller gloves. He had 8-ounce gloves. I asked him, are those 8 ounces? Cause he said, yeah, 8-ounce gloves. And he wanted to take them off. He wanted to put on something closer to mine, because mine are obviously bigger. I said, no, you saw? No, what he said, nah, bro, no, I'm the GOAT, man. Keep him on. And I beat him. Real champion. No excuses. Mayweather Jr., if this guy, if his opponent would say, oh, let me wear smaller gloves, Mayweather would start crying. He would literally start crying to his daddy. But then his daddy would be able to be like, Charles, oh, no, beat my ass, man. You know what I mean? See, he can cry to daddy about whatever, but he can't cry to daddy about, see, Charlie Z, because his dad would say, yeah, but Charlie Z beat me, you know what I mean? Listen, man, after yesterday's win, Mayweather should be making a video calling me out, not the other way around. Fuck a McGregor. Who the, see, that's, look, it's all staged, but let's just pretend that, well, that shit can't be real, but look, Mayweather's a joke. He is always wanting, okay, a true fighter will always want to test himself. True fighter, like yesterday, Charlie Zonoff goes up against the southpaw, heavyweight with almost as many wins as I have, and Charlie Zonoff comes out victorious. That is a true champion, a real fighter. A true fighter will always take risks, not hand picks. Well, see, he sees McGregor, he sees, all right, McGregor, listen, Conor McGregor is a complete joke. I would not, obviously, come on, I don't even have to explain this. I mean, even I'm sure the haters know that I would beat McGregor in a boxing match. I would beat him in MMA. I beat heavier guys in street fights, stronger guys. McGregor's too small for me. But in MMA, he would choke Mayweather out. He would submit or choke him. He has no stand-up. He has no idea how to fight. But in MMA, he would take Mayweather down, and he would choke him out. Mayweather knows that. I fought wrestlers, MMA guys. It's on a video how I beat a world-class wrestler in a street fight. Destroyed him. Destroyed him. Crushed that punk. See? And the thing is, he sees, like, it's like a, really, it's a lose-lose. If he goes to MMA, he's going to get killed. And if he boxes, then people are going to say, oh, but you should have went to MMA. See, that's what I'm saying. You should have fought him in his rules. And if he fights him in his rules, he has no chance of winning. And they both suck. And that's the thing. It's just like the thing about Charlie Z. Charlie Z can beat you any rules. It's just I'm 185-0 in boxing. If I go to MMA and I score a win in MMA, if I go and beat the fuck out of John Jones in the cage, and with 4 ounce little MMA gloves, what is it going to do for me? Okay, I beat John Jones, who's a fucking roided up, overhyped clown. The opponent that I beat yesterday would kill John Jones in any fucking damn fight. He does MMA too. He's not as good in MMA as he is in boxing, but yeah, he does MMA too, he told me. So he beats some UFC fighters in smoker fights. But, yeah, like the thing is, in MMA, if I like, for example, I beat Jill Zavala, a TV MMA fighter in boxing, if you count on my record. Okay, the UBF counts only boxing matches and street fights. It is an underground and street fighting organization. Street fights, fuck that. I have a really hot, sexy girlfriend. I don't, and plus, I don't know. It's not like it was before, like when I knocked out Teardrop and Musclehead. Like those days, I didn't give a fuck at that time. Well, yeah, when I went to jail, then I started giving a fuck. At that time, I was fucking different women. I was a player. Now I have just one girlfriend. I'm talking to one woman, and that's my girlfriend. You motherfuckers will never know her name. Listen, you saw Daria. I mean, Daria. Yeah, what I wanted to say. No, I'm saying that the MMA, which is okay, I'd be 1-0. I beat Jason Trubisky's ass in a street fight. Count on my boxing record. It counts on my record, on my underground fighting record. But yeah, street fights not. No, because MMA is a different sport. Street fighting is different from boxing, but but like I said, bare knuckle and boxing with gloves is both sanctioned by the UBF. Counts. Hey, the IBF sanctioned, quote unquote, sanctioned the dive. Green Briggs. They're exposed. Yeah, so. Troll TV is mentally sick, man. Hey, clown. What do you think of the pot-shotting bitch? Man, what a loser, man. He talked all that shit about me, and you got fucking exposed? What an idiot. I don't care what videos he makes. I'm not even clicking on that crap anymore. That's why I love when I win a fight, and like right the day of the fight or the day after, or like a week after, when it's still fresh. But this win is always going to be fresh. This win will never get old, because the guy was 180-0. Come on, that just doesn't get any better than that. I mean, there's a lot of fighters with hundreds of wins, but they also have close to hundreds of losses. You know what I mean? 180-0 amateur, damn. Charlie Zone was the best, man. I always knew it. I mean, it's not a surprise to me, but it's just like. I always knew it. I always fucking knew it that I'm number one, that I can beat anybody. Like, come on, if see, the UBF doesn't really have build ups, but this is real fighting. There's no none of we don't care about this ratings, you know, this crap. Money, you know. No, I mean, come on. Money is good. I mean, you need money to survive, everybody knows that, but it causes corruption in sports. I mean, in combat sports. Because, okay, and the amateurs, yeah, they're real. There's no money at stake. They fight for. The only problem with the amateurs is they have headgear, but they fight for real. Yeah, there were some fights I won with headgear, but no, this is no headgear allowed in the UBF. No way. Come on, man. It was the last time. Like fucking hundreds plus fights in a row I won without headgear. The UBF for the pros. I fight heavyweights, cruiserweights. I need to count like 80 plus, maybe even 90 heavyweights. I need to do an exact count. I'd be close to 100 heavyweight fighters. Boxers, Marines, MMA fighters, Muay Thai fighters, heavyweights. I'm the best, man. I weighed in exactly 160 the day before the fight. Just no weights. I just curiously just weighed myself. I was on 160. Exactly on the dot, middleweight. For Troy, I was 155. I gained 5 pounds. I don't know, maybe the weights were wrong, but no, I adjusted them and everything on 160. Yeah. But yeah, I would murder Floyd Mayweather. He's way too small for me. This is just I'm sure he knows that. That's why he never mentions me. I beat his dad. He never talks about me. Wilder even mentioned me in interviews about. They interviewed him about me. So Wilder sucks, man. But come on, he's too big for Mayweather. Mayweather would pick his little son. What I'm saying is McGregor's a joke. I'm saying he may know how to wrestle, but he does not know how to strike. And Mayweather, he's in his comfort zone. He's thinking, okay, this guy, he's not dangerous in boxing. What the fuck, I'll fight him. Plus, I'll pay him to take a dive, too. Mayweather Jr. speaking. You know? And the guy's a joke. I mean, if you really wanted to challenge himself, what would Mayweather do? He'd fight Charlie Zonnell. Fine, he's terrified of Charlie Zona. Fine. Fight Deontay Wilder. Fight Derek the Giant. Fight fucking that 180-0 amateur. Fight Anthony Thompson. He's in your goddamn city. Fight a heavyweight and a cruiserweight if you're such a badass. go and do what Charlie Z is doing. You cannot, because there's only one GOAT. Okay, I'm bigger than Mayweather. I'm 13 pounds heavier than him. And I'm like 5 or 6 inches, whatever, 6 feet tall. He's 5'8". I'm 4 inches taller than him. Yeah, it seems like I'm a lot taller. Only 4 inches. Listen. Okay, I'm bigger than him. Okay, I'm a lot taller than him. But weight-wise, what, he walks around like 150. I'm like 10, 13 pounds heavier than him. I'm not that much bigger than him. What, 2 weight classes above him? Okay, but still, that's... But he had some fake fights at 154. Okay, well, I walk around from like 160, 165. 165 is the most I get up to, you know. Listen, I'm too big for him, man. Too big for him. I fight way bigger guys. Like that guy I beat yesterday, he wasn't just big, man. You all saw it, man. That dude had skills, man. He knew how to box. Dude had a jab. He had, you know, fucking reflexes. He had good defense. Yeah, you know, it's tentative, you know, but in the end, he threw some hooks, and you could tell he can. That motherfucker knows how to punch too. It's just, he was. Hey, listen, man, he was. I'm gonna make hundreds of videos about this win. This win will be recognized, and it'll get the recognition it deserves. I'd say it's the second best win of my career. I posted how I beat the Kung Fu champion. Well, this is it now. People saw, now they see my full arsenal as a boxer, the greatest of all time, the best knockout puncher, and the best pure boxer. Even though that's not the style I choose to use, I mean, it may be like a once in a while thing where I'm just going to pot shot somebody, but I'm glad I did it, man. Now nobody could say that. Now people see that Muhammad Ali and Mayweather Jr. are overrated. Charlie Z, number one.